revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. It is Friday today. Write me an email. Tell me that you're listening. In addition, I want to let you know Youth Conference is right around the corner, 2 weeks from today and from Monday, and we're looking forward to it. Next Sunday's Father's Day, and we're looking forward to that. And don't forget, Sunday is actually Flag Day. Fly a flag. I just bought several flags for our and poles for our neighbors. I want everybody on our street to fly the flag on Memorial Day and on July 4th when we're 250 years of age. Here's a song, She's More Than Just a Flag, the brothers sing for us right now. Thank God for America on Flag Day. We got some patriotic music coming to you.
An old man and a little boy were standing in the street. That old man was my grandpa, the little boy was me. The band played on and the soldiers marched, and a tear came to his eye. I will not forget the words he spoke as the flag came passing by. She's more than just another flag, she's a banner of the free. It's more than just another song, our anthem of liberty. And we're more than just a people, from sea to shining sea. We're America, may God ever keep us free. He told me of Corregidor and the beach on Normandy, of Patton and MacArthur and the battles yet to be, of the men who fought and gave their lives, and a tear came to my eye. I will not forget the words he spoke as the flag came passing by. She's more than just another flag, she's a banner of the free. It's more than just another song, our anthem of liberty. And we're more than just a people, from sea to shining sea. We're America, may God ever keep us free. We are one nation under God, and united we will stand. Let's wave a glory high and proudly let her fly. She's the grandest flag in the land. She's more than just another flag, she's a banner of the free. It's more than just another song, our anthem of liberty. And we're more than just a people, from sea to shining sea. We're America, may God ever keep us free. May God ever keep us free.
I thank God for America. Here's a song, Wave the Flag. It's got a long introduction. I'm telling you, you're not going to think that you're going to get to the song, but it's a great song. God bless America. We live in the greatest country in all the world. Don't you ever forget it. Don't turn to socialism. Turn to God. My people, which are called by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. Here's the song, Wave the Flag.
Flying in America, it waves in the sky above, and it stands as it waves for the liberties we enjoy from the God above. It represents our freedoms as it waves over the land and sea.
Well, thank God for America. I love our country. We're in Genesis 5 today, and I want to bring to you something that's just so powerful. The Bible says in chapter 5, verse 21, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. Watch this now. Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah. After. Now, I'll get further down the road in just a moment. I don't know if that means that he did not walk with God prior to it, but I do know that when he had a boy, he said, I'm going to have to straighten up my act. Dad, you're going to have a boy. My granddaughter just had our little great-grandbaby. And let me just say something about this. Shane and Ashland, they have a responsibility now. Oh, they have a heavy responsibility. And Mrs. Treber and I have a heavy response. We had three kids. You say, well, they're raised. They're on their own. They've been away from you longer than they were with you. You probably don't have to. They're all preachers of the gospel, Baptist preachers. No, my life for them is more than ever. I have to pray for more today than ever. The old devil hates them, hates what they stand for. And our kids, our daughters, the devil hates them. But because there's something that awakened in me when I became a father 46 years ago. God woke me up 47 years ago, I guess, this fall. God woke me up. I've got a responsibility. I've got to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And it's my job to do that. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. To me, I don't know if I'm interpreting this right. Maybe I'm not. And you preachers that know more than I do, you can correct me on it. But That after is something powerful. Something, you know, turn the light on. I got married. You're getting married. Did the light turn on that you've got to walk with God now that you're married? I got to be a husband. I got to be a wife. I got to be godly. I got to be holy. I've got to be righteous. Did God turn the light on in your heart? I'm a graduate of high school now. I've got to walk holy after I'm graduated from high school. I've got to walk with God now. I'm a kindergartner and I'm in school and I'm going to be gone from mother and dad all day. I'm in school now. I'm a college graduate. I've got to walk with God now that I'm a college graduate. Hey, you know, God has, and after, and the Bible said Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God. There it is a second time. It was not for God took him. I've heard a preacher all years ago, 50, 60 years ago, said, you know, one day Enoch was walking with God. Walking with God means that he was making progress with God. When God's word says to walk in the light, to walk in the light as he is in the light. We're to walk circumspectly, Ephesians 4 says. And as we're walking with God, we're making progress with God. One day this preacher said, Enoch was walking with God, and God said, you know, Enoch, we're closer to my house tonight. Day is about spent. And we're closer to my house than your house. How about just coming home with me? I don't know if that took place, but I do know that God, he didn't die. God just took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 780 years. All the days of Methuselah were 969 years. Methuselah lived longer than any other man alive, 969 years. And he must have really been impressed by his dad because he had to walk with God. He had a boy by the name of Noah. And Noah looked to his daddy Methuselah. Methuselah looked to his daddy Enoch. And Enoch started the whole process because he chose to walk with God. Now walk with God, and he will be your dearest friend where you go in everything you do. And may your life reflect his love to everyone. Now walk with God. Oh, walk with God, child of God. Our choir used to sing that for years. Sunday morning after the morning service, they'd sing, now walk with God. And they were always up on the platform those days. We had no room in the auditorium for them. And they sang that, now walk with God. Walk with God. I hope you have a great weekend. Don't forget to pray for our youth conference coming up in just another week and 2 days. Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your kindness to us. We thank you for this flag day. May we fly the flag of freedom. May America turn back to thee before it's too late. Bless our listeners worldwide. We pray this day in Jesus' precious name for his sake. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.